Wishing you a beautiful Monday. I hope you've had a lovely weekend and welcome to today's teaching. Today we are going to be delving into the element of fear of support. And even though I've touched on this over the last number of weeks a few times, it's something that I feel we need to look at a little bit deeper today. But before I begin that, just to say that our soul gathering is on this Wednesday at 8:30 Irish time, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with those of you who are able to make it. I know I haven't been able to do any extra classes like I normally do, meditation classes or moon classes, just over the last couple of weeks, but I will be resuming these coming into September. So I just feel sometimes that I'm not doing the classes, I don't feel as connected to all of you. So it's important for me to do that. So that's why I'm excited as well about this Wednesday's class. So if you're able to make it, do let me know. But going back to the topic around fear of support, if you go back to the time of March when COVID-19 started, we definitely shifted into a different energy on a spiritual level and on a physical level, and obviously in our normal day-to-day reality. And this time of immense change brought challenges with it. Some of us really enjoyed it and really enjoyed kind of the space that was created for us. Others, you know, may have felt overwhelmed, felt it was hard to sit with themselves, felt a high level of anxiety. Others were feeling a sense of overwhelm by being in difficult, you know, home environments, different situations like that. And even for anybody who did go through like a kind of an okay time with like lockdown and things like that, none of us escaped, I suppose, personal challenges with it. And the palpitation of that fear was so strong. Like, you think of palpitations, that pulsating energy was so strong around fear in those few early months of that time. I remember it so clearly through all my readings. And I feel like that fear has started to come up again. And yes, it can be kicked off by COVID-19 again, talk of a second wave and things like that, but it's bigger than that now. We're moving, you know, over the next number of months into the last part of this year. We're now coming to grips with, I suppose, the difficulties and overwhelm and significant change that the world is going through and has gone through and what we have gone through personally. So every one of you listening to this will have gone through some sort of a change. And I hope, even if there's fear there, that, you know, you're feeling good from some change and you're feeling and understanding why it's had to happen. As we move closer to the 25th of December, actually, which is Christmas Day, that's the day we move into the age, the Aquarian age, I should say. And this is where the new world, as they predicted thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, we would change for the next 2000 years. There's a strong divine feminine energy coming in. But as we get closer to things, it often brings fear up. And that's perhaps energetically why this fear is happening at the moment. But whatever the reason is, I feel it. I feel it in for people I'm reading for, texts I'm getting from members, texts I'm getting from clients, texts I'm getting even from friends at the moment, where there's just a lot, kind of people are holding a lot. And it made me really think about what we've spoken about over the last number of weeks, which is support. And everything that I've been talking about, to even friends who've had texts with a lot of things going on, it's like, how can they best support themselves? How can I best support them as a friend? How can I support myself through things I'm experiencing? And it really made me see the element of that and why we fear it so much. So, you know, one particular client got in touch with me. It was around a romantic situation and they were just completely gone in the fear part. And I just said to them, you know, you've got to come back into the power of yourself. Like, don't forget the power of yourself. And just before I started this recording, actually, she texted me to say that those words had stayed with her all week. And even though the situation hasn't really resolved or anything, she's trying to find that power in herself. But often we fear the power that we hold within ourselves. You know, Marianne Williamson's poem of like, I'm going to say this wrong now, the quote is wrong, but it's like, we fear the power of ourselves. You know, we fear being the brightest, biggest, lightest versions of us, because we don't think that we should be that way. And of anything you might have done this month, if you've delved into the teachings, if you've partnered up with your self-care partner, and even if you haven't done those things, asking yourself why. What made you decide to do the workbook and to listen to the teachings? What made you decide to connect with your self-care partner? What made you decide not to do the teachings, not to do the journal, not to connect with a partner? Where are you in terms of your fear of support? Is your fear still there, but you're like trying to grapple through it and get to another phase, get to another stage with it? Or are you firmly planted in, I can't really go towards that support? So there'd be different levels of fear there. But what I really wanted to say about this, I'm probably going around about this as usual, in a long-winded way, but it's like, when we fear support, in some ways we're fearing ourselves. We're fearing what life would look like when we just really allowed things to be. And we get sent things in our life again and again and again. They say it's like testers. You think you've done all the work on something and it shows up again because it's like, oh, we're going to test you and see, do you really believe in it? Do you really trust in it? But also there's just those moments where patterns and energies within our life just get very tired and very old because the newer version of ourselves doesn't attach to it anymore and doesn't resonate, but kind of plays it out, nearly like muscle memory. And you're halfway through playing out this old fear-based scenario or whatever it might be, rejecting support, not looking for support, not welcoming in support, not receiving. And you know, in the midst of all that, it's like, God, this is just ridiculous. How are we supposed to evolve and how are we supposed to create the future in this present moment that we want if we're still in these old ways that are generally, these things are driven by fear. Whether, like I said, it's fear of yourself, fear of the future, fear of things being different. So fear is a very paralyzing energy. It's one that can be quite crippling in the sense because it can grab a hold of you out of nowhere. So wherever you're at with fear, all I wanted to say is it's time to look at it. We're moving into very fast paced time now. We're actually energetically moving into quite a slow time between September and December, but on a higher level than looking at like month by month, we're moving into quite a fast energetic time. And we, as I've been saying all year and last year, like, we need to be ready for that. But that's not about pressure. It's just like, are you ready for what's happening? Are you ready for it? Yes, you are. And the reason I know you are is because you're listening to this audio. You're a member of It's Time For Me. Not that like I'm Jesus, like everything I say is right. But what I mean is like you've made a commitment to yourself on some level to want to evolve. So why is the fear still there? And what is it in your mind that you can't switch off from? What is it in your mind that doesn't allow you to see things being and working out in the way that you want? And what is it in your mind, because it's the ego that's stopping it, that's stopping you from seeing exactly what you know to be right and to be true for yourself, manifesting and unfolding without struggle or hardship, but just manifesting with real deep ease and grace and flow? So I just want you to think about that today. Think about that in terms of, I wanted to call it like fear of support, but it's kind of a bigger thing than that, because you are ready and your life is ready and everything's lined up for this moment and this time, this particular time in this life and in this world the way it is. Like, you're so ready. And we can always have fear and we always will have aspects of fear, and we have to accept those parts of fear and move through. But this is bigger. You're talking about fear of your own power. That's so much bigger. So what can you do to embrace that? How can you support yourself enough now to step by step allow yourself to sit more in that powerful energy that you possess? That doesn't mean you're going to do it overnight. It could take 2 years. It could take 6 months, whatever. That's okay. But it's just taking the step forward to saying, you know, that does not sit with me anymore. That fear aspect doesn't resonate with me anymore. It's going to come up and I'm going to accept that it's there, but I'm not going to keep attaching into it. And whatever needs to come up for you, let it come up and just be there. It's not easy to do, but it's just about letting it come up. So that's quite a long teaching. So I'll leave it at that. It's just some food for thought for today. Look forward to connecting with you over the next few days and look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Have a beautiful day.